Chapter 4, A Great Confusion. Act 1, Scene 2. Act 3, Scene 1.
The wood is full of people tonight. Some Athenian citizens want to rehearse a play, the sad story of Pyramus and Thisbe, for the Duke's wedding. Peter, the company director, is speaking to the actors.
Is all our company here?
Call each man and ask him his role. I'm Pyramus, remember? The young lover that takes his life.
Francis, come here. You're Thisbe, the lady that Pyramus loves.
That's right, but I have a mask with me to cover my coming beard.
Robin, Thisbe's mother?
Here I am.
And so am I, Tom.
Well, yes, you're Pyramus's father, and I am Thisbe's father.
And this is Snug, the lion. Roar!
Now then, shall we start?
Wait a minute. There are things in the play that ladies don't like. Swords and blood.
Can't we leave the killing out?
Why not write a prologue and say that Pyramus doesn't really take his life?
Okay, let's have the prologue.
Listen, won't the ladies be afraid of the lion?
Not if you show your face and say that you're not a true lion, but a man.
Let's do that then. But you see, there are two other problems. The moonlight?
Oh yes! Pyramus and Thisbe meet in the moonlight.
And the wall. They talk through an opening in the wall.
That's easy. The moon is shining on the performance night. We can open the window.
Well, one of us can announce Robin as the moonshine. What about that?
And the wall? You can't announce a wall, can you?
No, but one of us, say, Tom, can put his fingers like this, so Pyramus and Thisbe can whisper through it.
That seems fine. Now then, are you ready? Let's start.
The actors begin to perform the play. Thisbe and Pyramus are speaking through the wall.
The odious flowers perfume sweet.
No! Odorous! The odorous flowers perfume sweet like you.
But I hear a noise. I'll be back in a moment, dearest Thisbe.
After a moment, Nick Bottom returns with the head of a donkey. It is Puck's trick.
A monster! A prodigy! Run away! Let's run away!
Why are they running away? What trick is this? But I'll stay here and sing to show them that I'm not afraid.
Nick's braying wakes Titania up.
Angel's voice is calling me from my flower bed. Please, sing again. I love your song, and I love you, beautiful creature.
Isn't it better if I leave the wood?
You cannot go out of this wood. You must stay with me. I love you.
For what reason? But reason and love rarely go together these days.
Ah, you are beautiful and wise too. You gentle fairies, come here and serve my love. And now, guide him to my private part of the wood.